Oh, hi, Austin. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Well, how's it going, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. My cousin, Willie Burton, he showed up for a couple of years.
And, okay.
He referred me to y'all. I had y'all about 4 or 5 years ago, then I got incarcerated. I left my business open. I don't care about
the
web page and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know y'all do that, but I want the Google ads too. And I spoke to someone a couple of days ago. I can't think of his name. And he didn't act like he didn't know what I was talking about. Over told me that he would know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I see your old account here, actually, for MRB Asphalt Paving.
Yep.
Yep, I see that. So tell me, what is the name of, you said Lily Burton,
name.
Right?
No, Willie. Wilbur.
Oh, Willie. Okay, so what is the name of Willie's business, or do you have the business phone number? I want to see what package he has.
Countywide Paving. I don't know.
That's right. I knew his name sounded familiar. I've talked to him before, Countywide Paving. That's right. Okay.
He's out of Ohio, Springfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a small world. I would have never known that you guys knew each other unless you told me that. So that's awesome. So, okay. So I found his account. I'm happy to hear that you're not incarcerated anymore. You're a free man again, huh? That's awesome. Good for you.
Been out 8 months trying to get back up on my feet.
For how long have you been out now?
8 months.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome.
I'm trying that plan that I had before. I mean, it did good. People could look me up and stuff, but I want to get people's attention too. You know, I only got maybe 2 or 3 leads when I had that going. I never really did have any good work. No, I can't get, you know what I mean?
Yes, okay.
He basically goes by.
Yeah, you know, the package you had was the same one he had, but rather than bundling with Google Ads, it was bundled with Facebook Ads. And I think that the Google Ads do much, much better, but the reason sometimes people go the other route is it's a little bit more affordable, because when you bundle with the Facebook Ads, the minimum requirement on top of our local subscription is $100. But when you book Google or bundle with the Google ads, the minimum requirement on top of our monthly is $300. Okay, so sometimes people opt to do the Facebook ads, but I always say that if you spend that extra money and it's going to bring you more clients, then it's well worth it, right? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I had the, I don't know none of my stuff to get in my old stuff, and I didn't even take the cell phone number no more, but, what do I gotta do to set that up and bundle that package like that?
Okay, so, what we would do is we would reprogram you into the first page placement on Google. We would also program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. And that's crucial, Austin, because you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Right? So that mobile platform optimization is going to put you front and center on all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then when you're bundling with the Google ads, you're going to get the best of both worlds, because the Google ads... I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. I was visiting. Okay. I'm traveling to Chicago today. You know, I got service now, but I'm on a window to a bar and I can hear you, but I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. So what I was saying is that with the Google ads, you'll also have those ads running at the top of the page that say sponsored next to them. So you'll be in a spotlight position there. And with the Google ads, they get up and running very quickly. So the local map programming on Google, it's a process. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. But for the Google ad, we can have them up in under 2 weeks, and you can target wherever you like. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area that's 25 minutes away from you. You might not get that type of a reach on the Google Maps, but with the ads, you can put them wherever you want. And that's, you know, the benefit of bundling it. So the package normally would sell for $4.99 monthly, but I see Willie has the friends and family package where he just pays $4.49 monthly. So I can actually match that for you. I can, you know, since you're referred by him, I can give you the same rate that he has. And then you said you didn't need a website or
That website that I have listed right now, I don't want to access it.
Okay, let me look at it. 1 second. I want to look at it. See, let's see here.
If you can't get into it, you can just use that one. You just have to change the phone number.
I don't see one listed on the Google Business. It just says MRB Asphalt Paving. So let me see if there's a website somewhere else. Are you still in Homer, Indiana?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me look here. I should be able to find it if there's a website. No, I don't see that there's a website up anymore. So it could be that there was one up in the past, but I can't find it. So if you find the link, you can send it to me and we can absolutely promote that. But I can explain your situation to my director. We usually charge like $400 extra to put the sites together, but I can explain this and see if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And they might just roll it into the setup fee, which is just $99. Okay, so if you wanted to do that, it would be, like $548 today.
If we could get it where we could get it all in there, and you have to change the number on that because I got a new cell phone number and all that.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd be able to access it or not. But.
I was going to ask you, the number that we had before was the one ending in 1333. That one's not valid anymore?
Yeah, no, I don't have that number no more.
Okay. What about the one that ended in 5988?
Nope, I ain't got that. Like I said, I went to prison for 3.5 years. I ain't got
So why keep, So what I'll do is I'll just set up a fresh account under this number so it doesn't conflict with the old account. You know what I mean? And then, and then we'll just put in everything fresh. Even though we have the business information on the other profile, we'll just enter it all in fresh for you. So, my first question would be, what email would you like to use for the confirmation, Austin?
Is this the one that y'all make me a business one, don't y'all?
Well, you can pay a little extra to have one that goes with your website,
well,
but I don't think
you need it.
So,
I got one that's asphaltmaintenance7@yahoo.com.
Okay, just use that because we don't publish the email online unless you want us to, but because it's asphalt what, seven, what was the next word?
Asphalt maintenance.
Maintenance, okay. So because it's asphalt maintenance seven, that would be fine. It's professional enough. So, but this is where if we wanted to send you an email just corresponding between us and you, would it go to Austin Boswell 195 or would it go to the asphalt maintenance seven?
Oh, well, if it's personally, you can send it to either one. It don't matter.
Okay, you got it. And then let's see here. Is this the new cell phone number that you're wanting to promote, or is it a different number?
Yes, ma'am. No, this cell phone number here.
This one. Okay, perfect. And then 7441 Indiana 44, that's still the business address, or did that change?
No, it's 7441 West State Road 44, over Indiana.
Oh, West State Road. Okay, they just put Indiana 44. That's funny. Let me fix that. West. And then it's still Homer, so 46146, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, since I'm getting an authorization to include the website for you, do you have a logo or pictures or examples of services or anything like that that you'd like to add to the site? Because if not, we'll just use stock photos initially, and then you can send us some actual content down the road.
I mean, I can get them on the other page and send them to you, can't I?
Yes, absolutely. If you have some on the other page, you can send it to us, or just send us the link to the other page, and then we can pull them off the site for you.
How do I send this to him?
So, you would just use photos at localsplash.com. Or once I create the account, I can show you how to log into your dashboard and do it that way, Austin. That's the easiest way to do it, is by logging into your dashboard. So those pictures that would be logged in or uploaded from there go directly to our technicians, and they are updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So that's the fastest way to do it. I'll show you how to do that in just a second. So it'll be super easy.
It
takes like 2 seconds.
How much is it to start all this?
So it would be $548 today. That would include the $99 setup and the free website for you. And then moving forward, you're just paying $449. And that's because we're matching the price that that Willie has. So
There's one issue with that. I only have in my Cash App thing, I only have $450. I've put some more money in there. The last person I spoke to was $299 to do everything and all that stuff. When he was telling me.
Yeah. So the $299 is with the $100 worth of Facebook ads. Remember, I told you the minimum for the Facebook ads. But this one is $449 because we're matching Willie's rate. It should be $499 because we're putting in $300 worth of ads, right? But for you, we're going to do it for the same rate he has because we're matching the pricing because he referred you. I want to help you out a little bit. So do you have that extra $50 to put on your Cash App, or do you need a little bit of time for that?
I'm traveling. So, realistically, if you can call me tomorrow or Monday, because I'm traveling, I got the last time to stop and put it on there. So I don't know where there's a Walmart or something of that nature.
Oh, that's right. You have to go and physically load it. Okay, so what if I did this? What if I asked them to waive the setup fee for you, and that would just make it $449 today? I think that if we did that, it would probably go through, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can get everything that you're talking about.
Okay.
I only got $450 in there, not $449.
$450. Okay, $449. Oh, wow, then you'd have a dollar left to get a soda later.
Well, a soda's $2.25 now.
You know what? It's funny how they really are. Sometimes I see a special at the gas station or something where they're like, come in and get a 64 ounce for 79 cents. But if they're not running a special, then they're always like $2 or $3 these days, aren't they?
Right. Yeah.
Yep. So, unless you have a Costco near.
Back to the $450 now, and that includes everything like Woolworth pages.
Absolutely.
Y'all are going to refix my page and update everything where I can log into it. all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do on top of it is I'll put a call tracking number on there for you. That's a little upsell for our existing clients. They usually charge $300 extra for it, but it will purchase a brand new 765 area code number. And when people call it, it's going to forward over to your number. And the benefit of that is it's going to eliminate some spam callers, and it will also help you track the business that's coming in, because every single call that comes in through that number, whether it comes from the Google Ads, a directory, your Google business page, your website, every single call that you get through that number is going to be stored and recorded on your dashboard for quality assurance. So you're going to have a way to go in and listen to the calls if you needed to retrieve any information. So I'll put that on there for you also, just to kind of help you out, because I know that it's a neat feature and you'll benefit from it. So
how long does it take all this to get up and running? A couple days, a couple weeks?
So you have a couple of different components going, okay? The website's easy. That'll be up within 1 to 3 business days. So I would say mid-next week, probably, you know, anywhere from, you know, Wednesday through Friday. The Google Ads, we say they kick in 2 weeks, but in reality, I've seen them, you know, go a lot quicker on special requests. So I would say within the next week or two, you're going to be live in the Google Ads section. The local map section of Google is the one that typically takes, we quote, 45 to 60 days, but you already have your verified Google listing that was up and running from when you worked with us before. So we'll go in and see if we still have access to it. If we do, that's going to jumpstart you, and it'll get you results quicker. So with all of that being said, you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month, Austin, because you're bundling with the Google Ads and because we start programming right away. But it will be the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when everything will absolutely come to full fruition for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So for the $449, is it a Visa or MasterCard? Okay, and then go ahead with the number when you're ready.
It is 4031.
Okay.
6312.
Okay.
1019.
Got it.
1139. 3139.
3139. And expiration?
0929.
9 of 29, and then the code?
817.
Okay. So, what's the billing address that goes with this card?
The same one, 7441 West State Road 44.
State Road 44, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then is it Austin Boswell on the card, or is it middle name or initial? Okay, so what I'll do right now, Austin, is I'll go through a voice verification recording, and then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I asked you before. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MRB Asphalt Haven.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Austin Boswell Walker.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what that means is this is a complete package. We're doing the directories, the search engines, the voice activation, the Google ads, the whole nine yards. So you shouldn't have to do anything else for your business. But let's say that you do, okay? Just let us know about it so that we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. So it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? Okay? But with that being said, I also want to let you know that if you someone calls you and they offer you something that sounds good, always call me and I'll tell you if it's a good move for your business or not, because sometimes there's stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My fiance is full support. I'm gonna have her do like my Facebook, whatever. You know, I'll have her do some ads on that too, you know, herself.
Great. Yeah. And does she have the business Facebook up and running already?
I mean, it's on or my, it's connected to my Facebook, but I've never put an ad on it or nothing like that yet.
Okay, so she created a business Facebook, but she connected it to your personal Facebook, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Perfect. Okay. That's good because we can even, you know, add the link to your Facebook on the website and on Google and everything. And it's good that she connected it with the personal because that's exactly how we set them up when we do Facebook ads. That way, if somebody were to message you off of the Facebook ads that she's running, it will come directly to you because it's linked through your personal one. You know what I mean? So that's awesome. She did a good job doing that. I can tell she's got a good head on her shoulders. So that's great. So let me just really quick here. Okay, so for the voice verification, it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Oh, we already did this part. I just have to pick up. I'm sorry. That was still recorded. I got sidetracked. Yeah, we were on the disclosure. So you agreed to disclose any additional online marketing efforts. We covered that. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you also agreed to be responsive to our phone calls and emails, correct?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $449. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $449. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then last thing I'll do here, Austin, is I'll set the client interview for today, and then you'll be good to go. So let me just double check and see what time they have in their calendar that's open. Is it 11:30 there right now or 10:30?
It's 10:30 right now.
10:30. Okay, so you're on Central Time. Somebody put Eastern, but I thought, no, I think it's Central Time unless...
It is in Indiana, but I'm almost Chicago now.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so that's...
I'm traveling.
I'm happy I asked because I would have created the client interview in Eastern time and then it would have been an hour off. So so I have an 11 o'clock, a 12 o'clock, 1, or you could do... 3 or 4. What would work best? That client interview is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes where they'll go over your keywords and get you set up.
12 o'clock, fine.
12 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to book out, even though it's only going to take 20, 30 minutes, I'm going to book out an entire hour from 12 to 1 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public and I matched Willie's rate, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. Now, did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Okay, yes, yeah.
Okay, so if you would open up that text, and it will say click here to accept your subscription terms.
I agree to send this to them.
Yeah, those three boxes, one says you're authorized, one says that it's reoccurring charges, and the other one says that you get text messages. Once you select those three boxes, if you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. So,
enter. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that.
Did you put your name in?
Yeah, now it says username and password.
Oh, good. Good. That's your sign that it went through. You don't need the username and password right this second, but it is in your welcome email, so you already have that information. They're going to send you an email that says welcome to Local Splash, and then you'll see your username. We use the Austin Boswell, let me see here, 195 at yahoo.com, okay?
Okay, so I don't need to do nothing with this right now.
No, that's for future. So in the future, when you log on to your account to look at the results, that's how you'll do it, is by using the username and password. But okay, since you're going to send us pictures from that other link, if you want me to show you how to log on right now so you can upload photos through the dashboard, I can show it to you. If not, I can have the technician show you at 12 o'clock when they call you, whatever.
Yeah, are they calling me today at 12 o'clock?
Yep, they're calling you today between 12 and 1 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, you can show me then. That's fine.
Okay, you got it. I'll have them show you then. And then welcome back on board. I'm so happy that you're getting your life, you know, back on track. That's great. And asphalt paving is a phenomenal industry. So I have a lot of other, you know, paving companies that do very, very well. So I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So keep in mind when they call you later, since you're bundling with Google Ads, is sometimes people say, oh, I want the Google Ads to run in a 50-mile radius or a 100-mile radius. And that's great. You can target wherever you want. But I always tell people your budget is going to last longer if you target certain areas. So let's say that there's 5 or 7 areas that you're like, hey, this is where I really want to focus on getting jobs in. Tell the technician when they call you those 5 or 7 areas so that we could condense the ads and run them in those areas. Because how the Google Ads work, Austin, is they'll go up every morning and that's free. You don't pay anything for it in all the designated areas. But once people start clicking on you, money is taken out of the budget, and we'll set a daily cap on it so that, you know, you don't get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month, right? So if you say, oh, I want a 50-mile radius, you might get clicks from areas that are undesirable to you that you don't even want to work in. You know what I mean? And then that's eating up your budget. Yeah, so kind of keep that in mind when they call you so you're prepared so that you have that, okay?
Okay, and I got another question real quick.
Of course.
It says, I just got another text that says Local Splash, Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information. Proceed to the email to see more details. Do I need to do that or?
I'm trying to look here because normally it will send you photos needed for Google optimization, but you already have a Google business profile. Do you remember if you have access to it, or was that the old one that we created for you? It looks like it's the old one we created because it has the old number on it. But do you remember if you even
I don't have access to that by no means.
Okay. So then don't worry about that. I'm going to message the verification department right now, and I'm going to ask them if they have a way to look if we still have access to it. If we do, then you don't have to worry about it, because when we would have set it up for you 4 or 5 years ago, we would set you as the owner because it would belong to you, and we would be set on there as the manager because we're programming on it. So if we still have that access, you don't have to do anything. If we don't have access to it anymore, then they might send you an email that says Google video verification required or something like that. If you get that, that's a really good sign. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, right? So what they would do then is they would say, Austin, send over a business registration or insurance or a license or an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with an Indiana license plate. So you'll see if you get that option, like 7 or 8, different things that you could send over for verification. You don't have to worry about sending all of them because, that would be intimidating to have to say, oh, I have to, do X, Y, Z. But let's say you have 2 or 3 items on the list. By all means, if you get that option, upload those 2 or 3 items because that will help you to get published a lot quicker. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and I can tell your girlfriend's really good at it, too, so you could maybe, add her to these emails or something, and I'm sure that she'd be on top of it as well. Have the Facebook link ready also when they call you for the client interview, just so that they can add that to all of the programming that we're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you at noon, and have a great weekend coming up as well, Austin.
Yep.
Okay, all right, take care now. Bye-bye.